This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Inside each of the swing states that could decide the presidential election, you'll find a variety of voters who could make the difference. In the hard-fought state of Virginia, the military vote really matters. Troops and veterans have long been considered a natural part of the Republican Party's base, but in 2012, both campaigns think they have a shot. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Hampton Roads, Virginia.
Hampton Roads, the area around Norfolk, Newport News, and Virginia Beach, is home to the world's largest Navy base, as well as Air Force, Marine, and Army bases. It's an attractive place for military families to live and retire. There's the mild weather, the quiet country roads, and the jet noise. Judging by the posters on the lawns in Virginia Beach, this seems like Romney country. Kathy Boyd has a Romney-Ryan bumper sticker. She's a military mom and wife out with her granddaughters to watch the jets warm up for a show at Oceana Naval Airfield.
I'm supporting Romney because he has class, he has character, he has deep moral courage and convictions, because our country can't stand four more years of Obama.
Boyd says she expects military families all agree, but she also knows that Obama won Virginia, including this military-heavy congressional district in 2008. Locals say they're getting pounded with attack ads from both sides. With their push, Democrats are hoping to carve out a few more votes from what has been part of the Republican base. But Boyd says military families don't trust Obama.
Well, one thing, gutting the military. And he's getting ready to do even more. Yes, take them down to the bare bones.
Military cuts worry people here in Hampton Roads, where so many are connected to the defense industry or the military itself. The cuts Boyd is talking about haven't happened yet. Hundreds of billions of dollars from Pentagon spending if Congress can't break the budget impasse. Who you blame for those looming cuts pretty much predicts who you're going to support in the election.
Anecdotally, I would say that probably 80% of the people I know are politically conservative.
Paul Pierce is a retired Navy Master Chief. He faults President Obama's leadership for allowing the budget logjam. The national debt is his number one issue. He also mentions support of Israel. He points to a spot up along the Norfolk waterfront. It's where Governor Romney chose to announce his running mate last month, with a battleship in the background. Romney was here again last week pushing for an increase in fighter jet production. Pierce knows the president has also campaigned hard here, but he says he's skeptical that military voters will cross over to Obama.
Everybody's trying to peel off the small numbers, and for the military vote, I don't have any sense that they're swinging toward Obama at all. You know, it's kind of like, is the black vote going to peel off, you know, in 2%, 3% toward Romney? Who knows?
But Democrats think they can win a substantial number of military votes, in part because veterans don't all vote the same way. Nationwide, the majority of veterans are older, white, and male, classic Republican voters. But younger vets are different.
Absolutely not. The military vote cannot be taken for granted.
Tyree Nelson, a 42-year-old retired Navy lieutenant, was a lifelong Republican.
In 2008, I voted for Senator John McCain. But this year, I am supporting President Obama for re-election. He has proven that he can support veterans' issues over the last 4 years, not through any sort of discourse, but through actions.
Nelson points to improvements in military health care and programs to hire veterans. He also highlights what he calls the recklessness of the Bush administration and the wars that cost lives and money. Nelson says those 8 years cost Republicans credibility with the military. He thinks Obama has made inroads with military voters and enough to carry Hampton Roads and therefore Virginia. But it's clear no one can take the veterans' vote for granted, which is why both campaigns are pulling out the stops to court them. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.